This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. All kinds of stuff going on in the world. Let's do a little mic check. Are you hearing me beautifully there? Chris, can you hear me okay? All right, good, good. We're playing around with all kinds of audio stuff to make sure this sounds perfect for you, and so here I am. So let's start with where I've been. I've been in Washington, D.C. That's why you didn't hear me yesterday. It was a best of Wayne on the radio. And they'll be back today on Newsmax TV as well. I was not there last night. I was in Washington, D.C. And, you know, there but for the grace of God go I. You gotta really thank God that you come back alive. I mean, you take for granted that nobody's ever going to get killed in an airline crash, right? Because it just doesn't happen anymore, thank God. Hadn't been a single person killed on a commercial jetliner since 2009, just about a decade ago. And then, you know, just as I'm going to Washington, I'm sitting in the exit row at the wing, right? Exit row at the wing. And today, exit row at the wing, flight from LaGuardia to Dallas on the same airline I was taking, Southwest. An engine explodes, and a woman is sucked out of the plane and killed. One passenger on Southwest flight has died. First fatality on a U.S. airline in 9 years. Can you imagine the luck of this woman? I mean, you can't even imagine that you could be the only one and only person killed in 10 years. It's not the first crash. It's the first single human being killed in any way, shape, or form on an American airline. And she's sitting on Southwest in the same place I'm sitting on Southwest, thank God, on a different flight, and my engine didn't explode. What are the odds she'd be sitting on that seat and the engine explodes? And, of course, when you walk on Southwest, you get to choose any seat you want. And she could have kept going, or she could have taken a sooner one, and she just happened to take that one, and she's dead now. Wow. Just makes you think. It's got nothing to do with the important news stories of the day in politics, but I decided to open with it because I just got off a Southwest flight, and I was sitting in the exit right at the wing where the engine is. She dies in the same spot. Wow, just bad luck. So prayers out for that poor lady. Just total, horrible, one in a billion luck. Not one in a million, one in a billion. How many passengers have been flown in the 10 years that there hasn't been one person killed? And she's the one. You know, if a plane went down, I'd say, wow, all 300 people are unlucky. But one, everyone else on the plane's fine. She gets killed, gets sucked out of the plane. Wow, poor lady. So let's say our prayers for that poor woman. Other big news that I think is important to you is the IRS systems crash on tax day today. Technical issues moments before the tax deadline. Numerous electronic systems operated by the Internal Revenue Service went down Tuesday as Americans scrambled to submit their taxes. And so it's just bizarre. It's just more living proof. Just like Obamacare is a joke and a travesty and a bomb and a, you know, just a horror on the American people. Same thing with the IRS. You know, this is the most important day of the year. The most important day of the year for the IRS. And they couldn't even get this day right. They're incompetent boobs. And they're representative of government. Government is nothing but incompetent boobs, most of whom couldn't last a week in the private sector. But instead, because they failed in the private sector, they take an easy job in government where no matter how bad you are, no matter how incompetent you are, no matter what a liar, loser, or idiot you are, you have a job for 20 years guaranteed. No one can... from the New York City public school system, and I'm sure almost any other public school system in America. If you murder people, maybe. If you're convicted of murder, but while you're on trial, I guarantee you're getting your salary in the New York City public school system. A teacher could never be fired. So it's like an entire system of privileged class people who, no matter what they do, no matter how incompetent they are, no matter how bad their performance is, they can never be fired. All the people involved with Obamacare, all of them, should be fired. Every single freaking one of them. And the IRS can't even get it right on tax day. You know? If this was a game show, they'd be kicked out. You're done. You're losers. All right. Some good news. Kroger announces 11,000 new jobs, increased wages, education benefits thanks to the Trump tax cuts. Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen announced Monday the Republican tax cut has allowed the company to raise wages and invest in its employees. Isn't that wonderful? Democrats promised to take these tax cuts and benefits away if they take over Congress. Meanwhile, Kroger announces 11,000 new jobs, $500 million in increased wages and benefits to workers, and a substantial charitable investment thanks to tax reform. Not one Democrat voted yes for the Trump tax cuts. Another way to say it is every single Democrat voted no. And it's not enough that they all voted no for the tax cuts. It's that Denny Stoyer, the Democratic whip, today announced, Democrat of Maryland, that's where I just flew from, Baltimore, Maryland, back to Las Vegas. I was just in Maryland. Told CNBC today that if Democrats regain the majority, they will look to raise taxes. I'm sorry, I don't care if, and not everyone loves the tax cut. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if not everyone loves the tax cut or people have liked more of a tax cut. I'm just telling you, if you're running on the topic of raising people's taxes, you are morons and you're not going to win. That was the consensus, by the way. I met with some of the smartest minds in all of conservative politics. Okay, I'm not going to say any names, but I was in Washington, D.C., meeting with the smartest minds in conservative politics. And we all agreed on one specific thing, that when everybody in the world on both sides, Republican and Democrat, all believed Trump would lose and lose badly, he won. Because people are never right, especially experts. Experts are wrong about everything. Experts are morons. Okay? You see my middle finger right now? Well, we're on the radio. You can't see it. But I'm pointing my middle finger in the air. Experts, you're morons. I'm giving you the middle finger. Experts on TV are wrong about everything. And being that everybody agrees, including a moron like Paul Ryan, that we're not, you know, there's a good chance we're not going to keep the House. Republicans will not. Me and several conservative experts who all got together in Washington, D.C., believe we will keep the House. They're always wrong about everything. And, oh, by the way, the traditional generic ballot shows we're losing by a lousy 4 points. And you know how much we'd have to lose by to lose the, I think it's 24 seats they'd have to gain in order to take back, Democrats to take back the House? I believe they'd have to win by double digits. In other words, the way the system is crafted, Democrats have to win not by 1 point, not by 2 points, not by 4 points, not by 8 points, by 10 or more. I think the number is like 13. Nationwide, they're going to win by 13-point landslide in order to take back the 24 seats they need, or let's say 20-plus seats they need to control the House. And by the way, I'll stake my career on the fact we're going to gain seats in the United States Senate. So the fact that everyone agrees we're about to lose the House, and the fact that Paul Ryan and every important Republican who's been around forever and is a loser, establishment losertarian, every one of them is retiring, and the media is going, oh, see, that proves they're going to lose everything. No, they're all retiring because we're coming for their scalps. We're about to win everything, not lose everything. People have more money in their pocket, lower taxes, more money in their paychecks every week. Donald Trump's doing so many great things, and his approval rating is 51%. You're all living in a dream world if you think we're losing back the House. Losing back the House. All right, Washington Post columnist. Just to show you what we're up against. Washington Post columnist says Trump supporters are immoral and un-American. Claims Trump is actively courting and stoking white resentment. Well, I guess, you know, you're automatically a racist if you support Trump. And Wayne Root, God, I wrote a book called Angry White Male. Oh, my God, I'm surprised liberals have not turned me into the biggest KKK member in the United States, except they know I'm Jewish and I'm from New York and I went to Columbia University and I grew up and went to an all-black high school. And every friend I had was black. Not one of those stupid statements from people like, I once had a black friend, or I have a black friend now. I went to an all-black high school and everyone I knew and every friend I had was black. And so there's no racism coming from Wayne Root. I wrote a book called Angry White Male because it was stating I, Wayne Root, am white and male. I could have called it Angry Straight White Male. I'm straight, white, and male. So I can only tell you what I think, how bad I think things are going under Barack Obama. I can't tell you what a black person thinks or what a woman thinks or what an Indian thinks or what a Chinese person thinks or anyone else. I can only tell you what I, Wayne Root, think. That was the only reason I named it that. And anybody who has ever read my book knows there's not one word of racism in my book, but Washington Post columnist, if they ever heard Wayne Root supports Trump, and he wrote a book called Angry White Male, my God, every one of us is a racist, and we are un-American and immoral. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Claims the party's become the caricature the left has always said it was, a party of all white men. Well, you've become the caricature that we've always said you are. You're a party of communists. Joe McCarthy was wrong, but he was right. He was wrong in those days, but today Joe McCarthy updated his right. Our entire country is infiltrated by little communist slime balls and scumbags. The whole country. Communists everywhere. As this show goes on, I'll show you examples of communists everywhere. So this columnist, Jennifer Rubin, Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin remarked to Politico, the party's become the caricature the left said it always said it was, party of all white men, more so in the age of Trump when he's actively courting and stoking white resentment. Such a strategy, according to Rubin, is dead end. It's immoral and anti-American. And it's not what America's becoming. Really? Hey, Jennifer, we just won the election. Can you see my middle finger? Man, are you dumb, Jennifer. What's your IQ? 12? You can't accept that you lost and elections have consequences? We won. When I get back, I'll prove to you it's just filled with a swamp and commies everywhere. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Back from Washington, D.C., and in a fighting mood, because we're about to win everything, not lose everything. Don't believe a word the losers tell you. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio. Of course, always Newsmax TV in hour number 3. I've been away in Washington, D.C., but I'm back home again here in Vegas, and I'm back on USA and Newsmax Live. Today is live. I feel like when they kidnap someone, they have to show you proof of life. It is Tuesday, April 17th. Wayne Allyn Root is alive and well. This is not a best of Wayne. Megan Barth is joining us in just a matter of seconds. She just came into the studio, and she will join us. I wanted to make sure we reset. You know I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, American made, and proud of it. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. This is coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God. And syndicated by USA. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. They've been around for 30 years. And their main product has beaten the Dow since 1970 by 3-1. Amazing record of success and longevity and credibility. To receive your free American Silver Eagle with a track record like that, you'd be crazy not to get it and start your own coin collection, or your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the kids in your classroom. Call 800-780-9000. Ready, set, go. First 100, get it. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Phone number is 844-WARNOW1. Back working again all over the great United States. Free. 844-WARNOW1. You call in. It is free. And I love to hear what you think. 844-927-6691. Okay. Megan Barth is back. Haven't seen you since Thursday. How are you doing, Megan? How are you?
I'm good. I'm living.
Are you giving me a salute? It looks like you're saluting me.
You know, I think my head has been, like, my mind has been so scrambled and blown because the news over the last 2 weeks has literally been nonstop. I mean, I finally got to the gym last night at, like, 6 o'clock, and my phone was still ringing, and there was still breaking news, and I'm like, when is it going to stop?
it's Donald Trump-itis.
It is the itis, but it's also the chaos. And this is part of the Democrat strategy, right? As you create so much chaos, you create so much noise, which reflects from the real problems that are going on, whether they're economic problems, foreign policy issues, or even their own scandals, which they have plenty, that the MSM just keeps getting, burying. And so I was laughing last night at the hysteria over how Sean Hannity, I guess, isn't entitled to have a lawyer or speak to a lawyer. I guess it's a criminal. They are literally, the press and the Democrats are criminalizing conservatism, Republicans in general. We might as well just forget about hiring attorneys, because our attorneys' offices are no longer going to be protected from perhaps unlawful search.
And our advertisers and sponsors aren't going to be protected.
Yeah,
I don't think people understand. You can't go on Facebook anymore. We're dead. It's over if people don't fight back right now.
That's right.
It's over. It's all over.
And what's interesting is that people are willing to fight back. And we run a group under Media Equalizer called Stop the Scalpings, and it saved Sean's career. That's really why they started. Then we got with the Stand with Laura and started the Stand with Laura campaign. Our numbers have grown from 104,000 people to over 109,000 people in just a matter of days.
But that's nothing.
But it's growing.
It's nothing. It's because not. Facebook is blocking you. A liberal like David Hogg can go from like 0 to 700,000 in a week.
Correct. But
so
it's
you would.
5,000. We have 110,000.
You just said 105,000, 109. That means you grew 4,000 people.
But within a matter of days.
I got it, but David Hogg could grow 700,000 in a matter of days. You're being shadow banned, I guarantee you, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. It's very difficult. However, we are transferring everything to MeWe, which is a nice platform. And that's, it's unfortunate that conservatives have to find a neutral platform for simple freedom of speech, because they've criminalized speech when they started talking about hate speech. Now they're criminalizing just the fact of being a conservative or Republican. Like I was listening to you on the way in.
Yeah.
You were talking about the Washington Post.
Yes.
About how all of a sudden everybody, if you're a Republican, is just a default racist.
Right.
That is the
immoral,
way.
Not just racist.
Immoral.
Oh, yes. Wait, there was another word there.
So now they are the bastions of morality.
Right. Immoral, racist, and un-American. Don't forget un-American.
Oh.
Liberals are un-American. We're un-American.
Wait,
when we come back, I don't know if you know this, because I didn't know this. When we come back, it turns out liberals were screaming over the weekend that raid on Michael Cohen's office was approved by a Trump appointee as a U.S. attorney in New York. It wasn't.
Was it?
It wasn't. Let's talk about that when we get back. There's criminals all over littering the government and the judicial system. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Megan Barth's with us. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com. And you can find me at RootsForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. For Blue Blocker sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today at Mar-a-Lago Resort. Let's take a listen to some comments made by President Trump.
We will probably be, depending on the various meetings and conversations we'll be having, meetings with Kim Jong-un very soon. It'll be that'll be taking place probably in early June or a little before that.
Prosecutors in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial can read the comedian's prior testimony about giving quaaludes to women before sex to the jury. The judge ruled in the case today. Cosby's lawyers argue that the testimony is irrelevant to his retrial because there's no evidence that he gave the victim the drug. And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 213 points to close at 24,786. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Way down the roots, worn out. So, Guys, you got to put the music down. I can't even hear myself think. Way down. Thank you. Deafening. Deafening. All right, my voice doesn't even go over the music. That's the amazing thing. So we're working on all these things here, folks, just so you know what you hear. Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this show, and preparedness is not about fear. You know, when you realize what's happening, Megan and I are talking about the whole country is being taken down. George Soros wants to take down America. Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, I guarantee you they're in the shadow White House down the block from the real White House. They're trying to take the country down. And you realize on top of that, you can have natural disasters. You can have earthquakes. You can have power grid attacks. You can have a war with North Korea. You can have a war with Iran. You can have a war in Syria breaking out in the Middle East as we speak. And the best time to prepare is today. And you've got to start with emergency food storage. I use my Patriot Supply. They've helped millions of people prepare. This week, 72-hour emergency food supply is only $17.76 each, plus free shipping. Take action now. Food lasts 25 years in storage. Order several food kits at $17.76 each so you know your whole family's ready when disaster strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. Special website just for listeners of War Now, preparewithwayne.com. All right, back with Megan. So I wanted to continue with that thought that I didn't know until just this second, that every liberal I know, including several of my critics who read my RJ column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, love to say, nah, it was a Trump appointee who said that they could raid Michael Cohen's office. No, it wasn't. It was... It was actually Kazami, Robert Kuzami. He made the decision because the Trump appointee recused himself, and that left his deputy, Obama holdover, Robert Kuzami.
Right.
So it was as usual, a conspiracy between the FBI, Rod Rosenstein, that rat Fink, and an Obama holdover. And now you've got a judge deciding it all, Kimba Wood, who was a Playboy playmate, so you know she doesn't like Trump, and who a best friend with the Clintons, and officiated at the wedding of George Soros. I mean, this is the biggest corrupt fixed government since the Soviet gulag.
Yeah, the fix was in, and that little nugget. You know, that the problem is that every Republican has recused themselves. And no Democrats, you know, hard left-wing, Kimba Wood-esque Democrats. A woman that officiates a wedding for one of the wealthiest men in the world that attracted 500 people, including the likes of Nancy Pelosi, isn't conflicted. She doesn't have a conflict of interest. She doesn't think that her personal relationship, obviously close if she's officiating a wedding for George Soros. Hillary Clinton was there. The Clintons were there. I'd love to see that guest list. Because that would be the ones who would go to a George Soros wedding, number one, a man who isn't even let in to London or the UK or Hungary. He's a man basically without a country because he's destroyed capitalism and currencies wherever he is uninvested or invested. And so we have this conspiracy, seditious conspiracy, and we need to talk about it in the frame of sedition, because this insurance policy, this Russian dossier, which was a fabrication by foreign agents for the Hillary Clinton campaign, was the basis for this special counsel. And now all of a sudden it has to something to do with a porn star who's not Russian. And why hasn't Jeff Sessions unrecused himself? Alan Dershowitz, and I've been saying this for, if the origination of this investigation is supposedly Russian collusion, and now we're raiding lawyers' offices based on the testimony, the broken NDA, by the way, of a porn star, where is the rule of law? Why didn't Rosenstein recuse himself? Why didn't Comey recuse himself?
Because Democrats never recuse themselves.
Right. And so they're trying to set these standards of ethics and morality that they don't live up to themselves. And so Jeff Sessions should either resign and then fire Rosenstein and then resign, or he should unrecuse himself and save and protect some civil liberties that have been egregiously violated by the George Soros operatives and the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's just a sad situation, and we're all just getting destroyed. I got a note today while I was on the airplane coming back from Washington, D.C. I got a note by someone who wants to come on the show who is a huge Republican. Here, let's see. Well, this guy is, God, I've got so many notes I can't keep up with them. Hundreds and hundreds of emails, and many of them are people who are Republicans and conservatives complaining to me that they had their Facebook site destroyed, or they had their Facebook page site, or they had their Twitter page destroyed, or they had a website that got traffic from Facebook. Here's a guy named Benjamin Goldman. And I was told to reach out to you. Up until 6 months ago, I think you'll like this story, Megan, I was president and founder of the largest pro-Trump newspaper on the Internet. We enjoyed between 35 million and 160 million unique monthly views. We're at one point the 240th largest site in the country, according to Alexa. Then on the one-year anniversary of Trump's election, November 8, 2017, my business partner and I were forced off of every Facebook platform, including Facebook Messenger, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Tinder. Even were, I don't know what Tinder has to do with anything. That's kind of strange. You mean in their personal life they were dating on Tinder? Even worse, Facebook hired out Perkins Coie, the same law firm Hillary Clinton hired to send money to Russia to acquire the Trump dossier, to send us a letter saying that I personally would be banned for life from using any of their platforms, but only if I signed their agreement, which I still have, would be happy to share with you, would I not be banned for life. And so just, it goes on and on and on. These are the stories that are on the Internet right now, that how bad Facebook and Twitter are destroying, and YouTube and Google are destroying conservatives' lives.
Well, you know, I write about this as Google the next to be raked over the congressional coals, and that's the latest piece I have up at Reagan Babe. But Google is escaping this completely unscathed, and we know that Eric Schmidt was an integral part of the 2012 Obama campaign that scraped 100 million pieces of data from Facebook. And he also, likely the Obama campaign, because of Eric Schmidt, had much help with Google. And so the question comes in is how these tech titans have exclusively aligned themselves with the Democrat Party. How can their expertise enhance or sway or influence an election, especially, and Epstein talks about this, Dr. Epstein, and especially looking at this next election, if they are going to change algorithms, if they are going to deny the sharing of information, free information, whether it's a website like Goldman's or whether it is expertise of data mining, right? You look at Eric Schmidt, he started two companies, one specifically for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Amazing. I didn't know that. I was unaware of that.
Yeah,
by
it's
the way.
Called the groundwork.
Well, look at this guy, Robert Kuzami, who is, everyone believes he's the one when the Trump appointee as U.S. Attorney of Southern District in New York recused himself. That left his deputy in Obama holdover, Robert Kuzami. So, again, all these guys are all over government, Megan. Right. Kuzami was in charge of SEC enforcement under Obama. These guys are scumbags. Can you read my lips? Scumbags. Robert Kuzami made big bucks as Deutsche Bank's general counsel during the subprime securitization orgy, which Deutsche's American arm helped unleash with toxic instruments that would crush the economy and millions of homeowners and workers. Then in 2008, a promising young candidate was elected to bring hope and change to the land amidst a financial crisis that threatened a second Great Depression because of companies like Deutsche Bank. This guy is their general counsel, and he becomes Obama's SEC chief of enforcement. You know, they're just slime balls littering the government. Judges, U.S. attorneys, SEC enforcement, IRS, Lois Lerner. They're slime balls.
Yeah, well, they're...
And they're all out to get us.
They're anti-Americans, if we can say that.
But now they're calling us anti-Americans. Look in the mirror.
Projection.
It's Solinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you are, accuse the other guy.
Right.
There it is.
Right.
There it is.
So this is the whole smokescreen that they're trying to create with the scandalous Trump presidency. It deflects away from their own crimes and misdemeanors. You know, Comey said in his interview, I think, on Good Morning America, he basically said that for a president to announce that he should be in jail, you know, well, he should be. Because he shared government documents, leaked government documents. That is a felony of up to 10 years and a $250,000 fine. And then he did, what was the second? Oh, he lied to Congress. And so, yes, he should be in jail if we were a nation of laws. And if, oh, I don't know, we had an attorney general that did his job.
All right, so Fox News stands by Sean Hannity after the Trump lawyer reveal. Mm-hmm. Now Sean Hannity is obviously a criminal because he asked for advice from Michael Cohen. Yeah. It's now a crime to speak to a lawyer if you're a Republican in the United States of America.
Right.
Now, I understand, I guess, in a small way, what they're going to say now. They're going to make the argument that if Michael Cohen was ever the attorney for Sean Hannity, Sean Hannity had to disclose that when he interviewed him or talked about him on TV. He could have said, all right, here's what I think about Michael Cohen, but I do want to disclose, in the interests of fairness, that I once asked him for advice on something. I suppose they want you to say that on the air. But all I'm telling you is that no Democrat has to do that. That's the difference. Democrats do all the same things. They're all lawyered up in Washington, D.C., but they don't have to do this, so why do we have to do it? Because it's one-sided. That's why.
How many lawyers do you think were at George Soros' wedding?
How many lawyers it take to ruin America? Let's see. There's about...
One, Barack Obama.
The answer to that joke is, how many lawyers are there in America? If there's a million, it takes a million lawyers to ruin America. That's what's happening right now. Lawyers are ruining America, and they're all Democrats.
And they're all politicians.
And they're all politicians, and they're all wards of the state, basically. Their whole life is the state, the state, the state. They all belong to the government, or help the government, or deal with the government, or they're hired by the government, or their friends in the government give them leads. You know, the friends in the government say, hey, here's a great client for you. You'll make $1 million. And so they are beholden to big government, and to unions, and to Democrats. Wayne Allyn, Warren Allyn, U.S. Radio.
My sound and my
staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media, you may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, welcome back. War Now, USA Radio. Sad to say, the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. I had my own IRS experience. I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney in America, and I chose Sam Lantis. Not only did he fix my IRS problem once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't know a cent. Thank you, Sam Lantis. Everyone needs a Sam Lantis if they have an IRS problem. What a perfect day for this ad, because today's tax day. I mean, it's not the 15th, it's the 16th, because the 15th, actually, it's the 17th, excuse me. Yesterday was the 16th tax day, because the 15th fell on a Sunday, excuse me. So today's the 17th, so it's the day after tax day. And he not only fixed my IRS problem once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a cent. And you know that on tax day, giant problems yesterday. The IRS couldn't make their site work. And with the Lantis Tax Group's new program, this is how you fix your IRS problems in an affordable way. Everybody's always scared. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Oh, it's going to cost too much. I have no money. Sam Lantis does not charge you a lot of money. He charges a low, flat monthly fee, and he gets it done fast. And when you call him, you get a free consultation with a tax attorney. Tells you how long it'll take, how much it'll cost, and he's always on the money. He's protected by attorney-client privilege. Very important. Call the Lantis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, toll-free if anywhere in the USA, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Always remember, it's the letter U, because you're an underdog if you try and go after the IRS without Sam Lantis by your side. All right, Megan Barth is back with us. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
So Fox News stands by Sean Hannity after the Trump lawyer reveal. That's what we were talking about when we went to break. And I think the important point here is it's nobody's business who Sean Hannity ever went to, what lawyer he uses, or what he talked to them about, because it's called attorney-client privilege. And nobody's asking Democrats what lawyer they go to and what they're discussing. No one's raiding Democrats' offices. No one's raiding James Comey's office. No one's raiding Andrew McCabe's office. No one ever raided Lois Lerner's office. No one ever raided Hillary Clinton's lawyer's office. I don't get it. Well, I get it. It's an attack on all of us, on the right.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And there was no reason that the judge had to force open disclosure of that. It could have been done in chambers. It could have been off the record. It did not have to be
a raid of his office?
the disclosure of Sean Hannity as a client.
No, but I mean, even the raid, they could have just said, could you turn over your papers, bring them tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Well, right, yeah. No, the raid was to catch him off guard. You know, of course they weren't going to give him any time. I mean, they walked away with 10 file boxes of material, but one of the guys close to the raid basically said, yeah, but the real stuff is in the electronic communication.
Yeah, of course.
And so, you know, this is a targeted hit job. This is Obama's fixer, Hillary's fixers,
mm-hmm.
okay, from the judge to Comey.
And it's sure Soros
money. I love
money.
That the left, and of course it is.
Behind all of it.
Of course
Soros.
It is.
Soros. Guarantee you it's Soros.
It always is.
Well, Soros and who's the guy? Is it from Seattle? He's the big environmental guy.
Not Steyer.
It's like Steyer. Yeah, because I was just talking about Denny Steyer, the congressman, so it's hard to remember. There's another guy. I think it's Tom Steyer.
Tom Steyer.
Same name. I wonder if they're related. By the way, isn't it Denny Steyer and Tom Steyer or Stoyer? Maybe the different pronunciations.
But you have billionaires, you know, and it always comes back to, you know, the very special few.
But where are billionaires? Where are they? Because I know we have the Kochs, but, you know, they hate Trump.
But they're not so embedded in government, right? I mean, this is basically just a puppet government of the anti-American forces, and it's the George Soros operatives, it's the politicians that hate this country. I mean, that's what I said, you know, when you love something, okay, let's say you're going to propose to a woman,
mm-hmm.
And you say, no, I love you, I want to marry you, but I'm going to fundamentally transform you. You don't do that. And so how can you love this country if you want it fundamentally transformed?
Right, but now they're calling us un-American. Isn't that funny?
Right. I mean, they were calling the Tea Party un-American, and people were simply waving Gadsden and American flags. And so you look at the anti-Americanism specifically on the mobs of the left. You look at the violence on the left, whether it's Antifa or whether it's Black Lives Matter. Very violent, nearly anarchal groups that only exist to truly cause chaos. I mean, that's what community organizers do, too. I mean, they don't community organize. They don't organize the community into a nice, you know, pretty place. They create chaos.
Well, there is an organizer out there, though, who's done a good job, James Comey. And I'll tell you why I say that. James Comey's the first guy I've seen since the day Obama was elected who's brought the left and the right together. They both hate him. Have you seen the comments that Hillary's people are calling him a liar?
Well, yeah, and that's why I want him to keep talking.
So that's good. Comey's hated by everyone, so we should all agree that we got to put the screws to Comey, prosecute him, charge him, and put him on trial and twist his arm and let him go to the top and see who it was his puppet master.
Right. Well, and I think it was, you know, Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder. When you look at what Loretta Lynch did, I mean, she came out an hour before Comey sat down for 5 hours with George Stephanopoulos, or at least it was premiered, sent out, you know, a tweet or a letter that basically said that, you know, she's known him for 30 years. Yes, they go all the way back to New York together. And they go about all the way back to the Clintons together. And so this is the Clinton crime cartel. But Loretta Lynch was like, you know, no, you never asked me. So you have this circular firing squad in the left between Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey. Three very powerful people.
They all go back. I've gotten emails over the weekend from people who are telling me, Wayne, here's a link to a Boston Globe article from the 1990s about Robert Mueller, who was the head of the FBI in Boston, that literally knew they were convicting four innocent men of murder and did it anyway to protect some mob figure that was a guy that was, you know, a plant for them. And then when they found out after the fact he suppressed information and knew he was keeping innocent men in jail for 38 years till two of them die. This is Mueller. Does anyone understand what creeps we're dealing with? Absolute horrid creeps. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. News break. We get back more with Megan and Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back. USA Radio. You're staying for the second.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.